systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jamble. Today is Wednesday, April 14th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Thank you so much for being with us. Episode 336, the Wednesday night show. You should be watching these live at thejamhole.com/live or on the Ustream app for your mobile device. Phone call system 406-204-4687. That's the number. Or you can just type some shit in the chat. How are you? You look down.
I am a little down.
What the fuck is wrong?
I hate people.
Why?
Because I don't know.
You had job interviews today. You seem pretty excited for that. How'd that go?
Yeah. They wanted to pay me minimum wage.
Huh. Where was that at?
TJ Maxx.
A retailer wanting to pay you minimum wage.
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it either.
That's executive positions, right? That's like salary. That's like 40K a year, TJ Maxx, right?
Love how sarcastic you are.
Well, that sucks, but honestly, what did you expect? It's just a retail store.
I expected at least like $8.50 an hour.
But with no retail experience?
I have retail experience, dude. I worked at Walmart for almost a year, and I worked at
Was that on your references?
Yeah. Not my references, but working there prior.
Frankie says, well, she wouldn't be able to buy it even if she got the job. But <Ba-da-tsh. laughs> That's true, because it's minimum wage.
But I worked at Walmart for a long time, and I worked at Teletech, and that's customer service shit. So.
Yeah, that's kind of different, though, I think.
No, it's like there's a chick there that worked at Teletech with me. So, I mean, that's all she's ever done was Teletech and then that
really?
Job. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, I'm not about to work for minimum wage, though. I just won't fucking do it. And people are making comments on my Facebook.
Hold on, let me guess. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, and you know what? Fuck
How
you.
Did I know
guess
that?
What? I can be choosers. You know why? Because I have fucking skills and experience. I'm 24 years old. I'm not fucking 17 anymore, and I'm not going to go into a fucking position and be like, this is my first job, and I don't care what you give me, but I'll totally take the job because I need money to buy my drugs.
That's what those places are for, pretty much. You know,
well, it you're not gonna matter, go. Dude. I just don't like it when people are like, "Oh, you shouldn't be fucking choosy about you know what you're given or whatever." No, fuck you. Guess what? I can be.
Well, the only
I've
thing
had a lot of job experience, and I'm not fucking working for some shit ass place anymore. I'm not gonna fucking work for
well, why
some
did
place
you
that I think that I'm not gonna fucking like 2 months later?
Why did you go to the interview then?
Because I wouldn't mind having a retail job right now. That's fine, but I don't want to. Be a fucking peon making seven something an hour. I'm not gonna do it. I asked her, I said, is there any room for growth? And she's like, oh, there's always room for
that's
growth.
Right, we have
and
small
then,
large and extra large
right.
plenty of
and
room
then
for
I
growth
asked
come
her,
on
I said,
come on
and then I asked her I said am I gonna be here am I gonna be is it gonna take me a year before I make $8 an hour?
Yes.
And she's like, well, it all depends on your evaluations and shit. And I'm thinking in my head, I'll be fucking lucky
to
be making
$8
an hour.
It'll take you two.
In a year.
Yeah.
So, fuck you. Put your job where it fucking belongs. Up your fat fucking lazy ass.
Ooh.
And hire some
burn.
Other fucking little 17-year-old ditzy bitch.
Well, that's what those jobs are made for, dude. It's like the buckle. Any clothes position like that, that's their demographic, you know? They keep guys coming in there because there's cute girls that work there, and one of these times I'm going to get her phone number. Ah.
Well, dude, I'm not about to fucking do it. Plus, there's a pregnant chick at the fucking front desk. And
well, yeah. When she pops, maybe you can have her job.
Yeah, and make, what, fucking $7.50 an hour?
Well, Woo! See, the only thing I can see is that maybe your Facebook friends see that you complain about, you know, being broke and stuff.
I wasn't complaining about it. I was just like...
No, I'm saying in general. If I look through your posts right now, I guarantee I will find at least one or two that is you just being down and hating life and not, you know, because of not having a job or money.
I don't think I've made a post about that in a long time, actually.
Well, I'm just saying, they see that kind of stuff, and then, you know, here you are like, I'm too good for that place. It's like, well, do you need money or no? Because if you do, then you should take the first thing that's given. But
well,
if not, then don't worry about it.
I'm tired of settling for the first job that comes my way. That's what I did with the KB, and look what it did to me.
Well, yeah, and you should be grateful that you're in a position that you can, you know, be a little more pickier than, you know, other people are, like, not making their rent or their car payments or their bills. They can't afford food and stuff. So those are the kind of people that will take that first job that comes along.
Well, I'm not making my car payments right now, and thankfully my parents are helping me with that, and I will owe them all of it back. So it's... Yeah.
You're going to pay them back before you pay me back?
Yeah.
But I've been keeping track.
But, dude, I'm not about to fucking settle for some shit job that comes my way, and it's the first thing that comes my way, and it's going to pay, like, bullshit fucking wages, and they're going to walk all over me and do exactly what every other job has done for me for the last fucking however long.
And that's the nature of the jobs here, because the people that own the businesses that are offering the jobs are like that.
Well, it needs to be something that I can see myself putting up with for a while, at least.
Gerard says,
for that much.
Gerard says, can somebody care to explain what happened to Danny's telemarketing job? Did you ever have a telemarketing job?
It was fucking technical support.
Call center? Is that what you're talking about?
The teletech?
You have to remember, Gerard probably hasn't listened since episode like 200.
Well,
I think then you were.
Back.
Listen back. That's what happened.
Yeah. Fuck teletech. They can eat shit and die. Then I got a job at a fucking place called the Kalispell Bar, and they can eat shit and die.
Yep. Look up the episode King Douchebag of Jerk Off Mountain. You'll hear all about that.
But no, dude, I mean, people are saying I sound like an asshole and shit when I'm like, no, fuck that. I don't need that job. I don't want that job. I'm too good for that. You know, I'm not an asshole. I'm smart, okay? I'm being smart about it because I'm not about to fucking just take a job that is shit that I'm going to quit or get fired from in a
couple
of months.
Well, they assume that you're desperate like everyone else.
I'm not that fucking desperate. I'm never working for a fucking telemarketing job again. Any fucking phone job is bullshit.
Yeah.
And should be wiped off the face of the earth.
If that left here, this place would turn into Detroit. Riots, complete and utter chaos, no economy whatsoever.
They're a brainwashing center, okay? They fucking turn our general fucking population's brains
into mush. It's
weird,
huh? That whole place is weird.
They're fucking idiots. They buy into stupid fucking stigmas and shit. It's just retarded.
I think the Scientologists own Teletech.
I think they should all die.
And the Fresh Life Church.
And
it's one big group.
So, dude, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fucking work for minimum wage. I have skills and experience for a reason. I have this stuff for a reason so I could get a good job. I'm 24 years old. I've been working for a while. I've been working since I was 14 years old. Okay? I can find something. I'll find something. I'll have to wait for it. But I'm not going to fucking roll over and be like, okay, I'll do this job for you for seven something an hour because I am desperate. I'm not doing it.
All right. Well, keep looking.
I will. So
if you go to thejamhole.com/store, there's a digital download of the Book of Matthew. It's only $1 now. I was just going to give it away for the digital download, but the store requires some sort of, you know, money in there. Like, it won't just let you download it for $1. And I kind of want to see. So if you guys want that, $1. Help Danny, you know, get a pack of smokes, album by
album. Yeah,
because
I'll totally see that, right? Because every time someone buys something, it goes straight into your account.
Well, let's see. You can take the last $50 out of the last carton of smokes I bought you. You can take...
Yeah, but you're acting like as soon as they donate it, it goes to me. It doesn't.
No, it goes into the fucking PayPal account, and then when you need money, I give it to you.
When have I asked you for money other than the carton of smokes? I didn't even ask you for that.
Exactly. You get it somehow.
Okay, fine. Just buy me a carton of smokes for my fucking birthday.
There you go. Thejamhole.com/donate. Or you can just go to the P.O. box and just send a carton of smokes. Can you send smokes in the mail?
Yes.
This is like prison. I just need some cigarettes, nigga. Give me some smokes.
My buddies in Florida
you.
Used to do it all the time, dude, because they were still $3.25 a pack from Marb Lights down there. And they were like $5 here. And they would say I would send them cash and they would buy me cartons and send them up here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good racket.
The only difference is the bottom sticker isn't blue and says Montana. It's orange and says Florida.
Amham says everyone hates the way she walks. Do you just walk in there like a cunt? Like you
I think
own
it's
the place?
Because I have a brain and I'm assertive and I stand up for myself. That's
you
what
you can't
is.
Be like that. You cannot be. You have to be complete
Hi,
submissive.
My
you got to play the game,
Dana,
dude. You got to.
No, fuck you. Eat a dick. Okay.
Wow. Whoa. Inappropriate.
Yeah. No, I don't care, dude. It's fucking
Daniel.
Bullshit. They need to buy. They want you to buy into
Daniel.
This fucking stupid. Stop
calm,
it.
Calm down. Just chill. It's all right. But you have to understand, these places don't want somebody like that because you're going to cause problems there. You're going to, you know, take over or something, they think. And they don't like that. It scares them away. And especially right now, they have stacks of people needing jobs. So all it has to do, they can just be like, I don't like her tattoos. Next person.
I always wear long sleeves.
I don't like
her
piercings.
My tattoos.
Next person.
I take them out when I go to interviews.
Did you today?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I wore this, long sleeves, with a jacket, and took out my fucking shit. So there's no reason, visibly, for me to not be hired. I even wore my fucking glasses.
Red Fox says, I don't think it's that, Matt. Just be professional. Show how hard of a worker you are.
I am, and you know what? If I were the employer, okay, I've been a manager before, and when someone comes to me, and they're bold, assertive, and can stand up for themselves, and self-driven, that's great. To me, that is amazing because you know what? I don't have to push this person nearly as hard as I would having to push some fucking, you know, self-conscious, fucking shy little whatever.
But it depends what kind of position it is. In a restaurant type of job, it's different because
any kind
it
of
comes
position,
in waves.
Dude.
In a retail job, you're just lounging all day pretty much.
Well, with
it's
like,
not
with
like
a self-conscious shy chick, I'm going to have to constantly be over her shoulder. Like even in a retail store. Hey, what are you doing? Okay, we got these boxes over here. You need to unload and stock. Okay. And then a half an hour later, I have to go back
well,
to
check
make sure
this
she's
out.
Doing something.
If everyone just did their job, nobody would need managers or supervisors. We would all just be self-governed.
Well, okay, but I should be when I walk in and they see the way I am, they should be like, oh man, this is so fucking great. I'm not gonna have to watch this person every fucking 5 seconds of the
no,
day.
No, they
this should be a relief for they, my management position.
They look at it like this chick wants my job. Fuck that. I'm gonna put her in some, you know, little shitty job until she quits and then we'll hire the next person.
Maybe that's my problem. I'm a fucking manager and that's all there is to it. Fuck being a peon. I can't do it.
Well,
I'm not gonna do it.
Then just don't. I said I didn't care, you know?
I'm not an asshole. I'm not fucking mean. I go in there nice. I go in there polite. I say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, whatever.
But you have to think about what kind of people you're dealing with here.
What?
These over-religious, overzealous, self-entitled, smug ass.
And I play into it. I buy into it. I'm just still, I'm just, I don't know.
I think you're too assertive. I think, but I don't know. I haven't seen you there just by going off of, you know, what I know of you. I think that puts them off because they want a submissive. You're a dominant. So
I don't
stop being so alpha.
I can't do it, dude.
No,
I can't
I
fucking play it down. I can't be one of these little fucking dumb chicks.
Amham says my wife has a $70,000 education and can't even find a minimum wage cashier's job. See, it's cool to see that. I mean, it sucks, but it's not just here. It's everywhere, you know. People are having a hard time. Obama's apparently not fixing everything he promised he would fix, or
fucking
it's just
faggot.
Taking long. That's right. That's the spirit. So we got a few voicemails here. I keep forgetting to play these, so I don't know how old these are, but 406-204-4687. You can leave a message when the show is not live. I think this one is 26.
Hey, it's 26, and I just listened to episode 340. For drama, and I think the jam hole is finally back. Well, not that it left, but like, I don't know. It was one of the funniest shows I've heard in a long time, because hearing Sean back and stuff, like, it just reminded me of, like, the glory days, like, I don't know, back in the way back when I first started listening, but it's so much more, like, polished and, like, on point and shit, and so,
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It just kind of stops, but talking about the last Friday episode when we had Sean back, the jam hole was back. We were funny. We were on point. We
so
were polished.
Takes the old guy to come back and make it good, and I suck. Thank you. Thank you
Shut
so much, 26.
Shut the fuck up,
that
negative
so
Nancy.
Great.
You're being such a negative Nancy.
No, that's the first thing I thought when I heard that voicemail.
No, you got to remember, he's been listening since, you know, the early double digits, like 10, 11. So he was more used to how it was as opposed to, you know, our newer listeners Me. That are used to, you know, how it is now. So,
different strokes. Thank you.
Shut the fuck up. Next voice.
Hey, it's Manifest. Calling to inform you of what I was doing on Friday during the Friday night show. I was bowling. Bowling like a boss!
Like a boss!
The same time as Red Fox. And I have to one-up him by saying my scores, 179, a 209, and a 200. It's because I have the power of the Lord! The Lord has his blessing hands upon my balls. Yes. Yes, my balls are blessed. Oh, yeah. Okay. Love you. Bye.
So what do you think of that, Red Fox? He's challenging your bowling skills. I think he's got you beat, though. You haven't broke 200 yet, have you? Don't think so.
Can we go bowling?
As soon as we get money, yeah, sure.
I miss bowling.
Here's the
It's
last.
Like the only fun recreational thing we do around here that doesn't involve
us. Hey, Jamhole, it's Collector from the chat.
Sorry.
That doesn't involve us performing in some way.
Red Fox says, not yet. He has not broken 200. Oh. So, keep trying, dude. You don't have the power of the Lord touching your balls, that's why. All right, so yeah, here's the last voicemail.
Hey, Jamhole, it's Collector from the chat. calling in with a question you for what would Jamhole do? You probably recognize it if you listen to any of the recent TV episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Same question Tim posed. Which would you guys, or I guess I'll direct this towards Matt, which would you rather do? A tranny who's now a man or a girl with a penis? If Dana wants to answer this, you're welcome to throw in the option C, or just to make more interesting, a big, burly man with a vagina. Yeah, have a good show, guys. Bye.
Well, I believe that this was kind of one of the questions asked back during the PGB glory days when we were doing the question of the week. I think there was a couple of questions that addressed that, like, would you rather have this hot, sexy, beautiful chick, but she used to be a dude, or like something else that used to be
so
a chick or
what
something.
What was the question? For me, it'd be a hot or a big burly dude with a vagina, or
you would pound some vagina, huh?
Or
I don't know.
Well, I'll take the or.
Okay. Or I don't know. That sounds
keep
good.
Keep me away from vagina. We'll all be good.
You wouldn't want to just tear into, like, some
no.
little 18-year-old vagina that's all like, just to, like, dominate it?
No.
Really?
Really.
Just to cause her pain?
No, dude. I don't like women. I don't understand
but
what
that's,
you get.
I understand that. That's why I'm surprised that you wouldn't. I would think because you don't like women, you would want to just dominate the fuck
if
out
I
of them,
kill
make them
her.
Cry, and then, you know, send her home.
No, I don't like women, dude. I don't like them that much. Hmm. Just keep them away from me. It's fine.
Okay. Sounds good. So threesomes out of the question.
Out.
So check this out. I'm coming back from Paulson today, and my stomach starts not cooperating with me, and you start getting that, you know, taste in your mouth like I'm probably gonna throw up.
Okay.
I'm driving. I'm like, fuck. I don't feel good. I'm gonna puke. And I get to a stoplight, you know, by Cemetery Road there, where that gas station is, right,
uh-huh.
right down the road, and it's a red light. I hit it right as it turns red, and there's a truck in front of me, and I'm like, I'm not going to make it, dude. I'm, like, looking around the truck for something to puke in, and
open
I have
the
my
fucking door.
I have my bucket. Well, I didn't want to do that.
Why?
Because I didn't want someone calling the phone number on the side of the door and be like, why is one of your employees throwing up out of the side of a truck
so?
Right now?
Be like, he was fucking sick. Get over it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they would. I mean, I know my work would be okay with it. It was just, I wasn't thinking like that. I was thinking I need to just keep the doors shut and find something to puke in or pull over somewhere.
See, when I have to puke and I'm in my car, the first thing I think is I need to puke and I'm going to do it right now. And I just open my door and yak and that's it.
Really? See, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm.
I'll do it while I'm still driving.
See, that's. I'm more classy than that. I will pull over. I will go bury my head in the dirt and make sure no one has to see me throwing up, and I will throw up.
You know what? This reminds me of a funny story. I had parked. Oh God, I had parked somewhere in a parking lot, and I went out with Ashley for a little bit, and I had come back. She dropped me off of my car. Well, somebody had parked entirely too close to my fucking car to where I couldn't get my door open barely. And I noticed they were still sitting in the car. It was a guy and a chick. And the guy was in the driver's seat. Chick was in the passenger seat. Chick was closest to me. So I go to open my door and I'm like, I'm going to puke. So I just fucking, I look at her and then I fucking just vomit right next to her door. And then I get in my car and I kind of wave at her and I leave. I'm like, don't fucking park so goddamn close, you bitch. Jesus. That's
See,
what you get.
That's classy. And yeah. Also how you dominate women.
Yeah.
You are just a female man eater. You're like that old song. She's a man eater. You ever heard that song?
Yes.
My dad used to play that all the time. I remember being a little kid hearing that. Like, what's a man eater? It's what your mother is. Oh. And okay. I get home and ask Mom, why are you a man eater? What? Never mind. But anyway, so there's traffic and shit now, and there's no green turning light like there fucking should be. So I'm sitting here, like, bag in my hand, in between my legs, just in case. And we finally go, and I pull into this little dirt driveway. And as soon as I open the door, dude, got it all over the door because it didn't open all the way in time. So it's like on the inside of the door and shit. And like this huge fucking puddle of just vomit. And I'm like, the door's open this way and the gas station's here. And there's a bunch of people out there like filling up gas and shit. But they couldn't see the number because I had it, you know, open. But so all they see is this truck sitting there with like this gray hat like hanging out the fucking door just with vomit like stringing out of my mouth. It was so disgusting. And then I didn't have anything to drink or anything, and I got it all in my nose, and it was just foul. I got all lightheaded and shit. It was weird.
I hate it when you puke out your nose.
Oh,
that's the worst, dude.
Like, you should almost try to just keep your mouth closed and just puke only out of your nose.
No.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Or would it just go in your mouth and like...
It'll go out your nose. It's not good.
Would it go out your eyes?
No, I don't know.
Like, if you hold them open when you sneeze, your eyeballs will pop out?
Those crazy dudes that can, like, squirt milk out of their eyes, so I don't see why not. But you don't want chunks of whatever coming out your eye socket.
Doug says, she's not a man eater. Isn't that the problem? Awesome, Doug. Fuck you, Doug. Anyway, so I got some news stories. This is pretty awesome. Burger sent this to us. Apparently, because of the use of tasers nowadays, like, it's a lot more, the cops use tasers a lot more now because they're, you know, they don't want to kill people all the time because it's bad for business, as they say. So, they're using tasers more often, but what they're running into now is that all these, you know, meth addicts or people, you know, maybe with heart problems or whatever, they tase them and these people go into, like, instant cardiac arrest. And that looks even worse than if maybe you would have just, like, shot him in the leg or something, Jack Bauer style.
Either way, it's going to look bad. Fuck it.
Well, yeah, but...
It's a lose-lose, dude. Just shoot the fuckers and get it over with. One less person on this fucking earth,
that's
okay?
True, but you are a ray of sunshine today.
Yeah.
But,
big
fucking
gray ray of sunshine.
They're doing these studies on sheep. They're getting these sheep, like, fucked up on meth. And then they're tasing them, and there's this...
That looks good. Let's just, like, fucking test on animals some more, you idiots.
How about... I got an idea. How about you test on the people that are high on meth in jail? Like, there's no shortage of that, right?
Right.
Sheep don't have to... You know, they can go back to being fucked by their farmers and whatnot. But the study, it's aimed to test whether taser devices have caused heart-related problems or death in meth-addled suspects. Says here, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes.
Yes. But getting shocked with a taser while riding high on methamphetamines probably beats any white-knuckle cocaine experience, hands down. And that's exactly...
That's gonna, make it... Dude, some cokehead or, meth head is gonna read that and be like, dude, get a taser and let's get some
Hit
coke.
Me with it. Hit
yeah.
me.
They're going to be like, let's do that. I want to feel this ultimate rush, you know? I want it.
Red Fox says, police just need to beat more people. And Cobra says, no. Or be like Mexico and kill all the police. They don't fuck around down there, man. Those drug cartels in Mexico, like, will just straight up walk into the police station like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the first Terminator movie and just start laying to waste.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's done.
Not this fucking backhanded fucking, I'll meet you here and then we'll do
Can I have like, that job where I kill people?
You're not Mexican enough for that job.
I could do it here.
Excuse my disgusting
vomit
tasting
face. Police department's hiring for a sheriff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's an elected position, actually.
Why is it in the paper, then?
Is it?
Yeah.
I... Don't you always see, like, signs on cars, like, re-elect sheriff whatever?
Well, no, it's not a sheriff. It's like a... It says sheriff.
Deputy?
Sheriff's department is hiring like, a deputy.
That's
something.
Different, yeah.
Something I think, in the police department they're hiring for.
I think the head sheriff, like, that's an elected position, I think.
Yeah,
but
whatever, but...
Could you be a cop, though?
Yeah, I could fucking be a cop. I'd be one dirty-ass cop, but I could be a cop.
Good. Well, I'm glad that's recorded. Jesus, dude.
Well, like I'd ever fucking get to be a cop.
That's right. You're not... You know what? You would go in there, and they're like, you're actually not assertive enough. Damn it!
That would be my luck.
Right. So, these guys are tasing sheep, and it's a scientific study. It's kind of cool. Funded in part by, of course, Taser International. That would be a cool job. Like, a little coke for me, a little coke for the sheep, a little taser for, well, not me, but here's a little taser for the sheep.
Hook one to the sheep, one to me, and just...
A little more coke for me. You come in, like, the next morning, and the scientists are all, like, laying down, like, intermixed with the sheep with, like, blood coming out of their noses and shit.
They're all
just
happy.
Sheep panties around their little sheep ankles, all, like, crying and just, I need more drugs, man. I need more drugs. Or another hit off that taser. Yeah. There's at least some scientific reasoning behind all the apparent madness. Growing abuse of meth has led to arrest-related deaths in situations where law enforcement officers use their tasers on drug-intoxicated suspects. The latest study was designed to test whether electronic control devices, tasers, can lead to dangerous cardiac responses in meth-intoxicated humans, with the sheep, of course, standing in for people. And do you remember a while ago you turned me on to that movie Black Sheep? Not the fucking, not the Chris Farley, David Spade abomination, but the other one.
Yes.
The British horror movie. Or where were they? Was it Ireland?
Ireland, I
believe. Yeah, something like that. But for their
great movie.
They have a picture of one of the sheep from Black Sheep, like all just freaking the fuck out. That was an awesome movie.
It was a great movie,
but
dude.
That's if sheep were on meth, that's what it would look like.
Okay.
So, the less lethal device of choice was the Taser X26, a standard law enforcement tool which can fire at suspects from a distance of 35 feet. Researchers shocked 16 anesthetized sheep after dosing the animals with an IV drip of methamphetamine hydrochloride. That's the good shit. That's so crazy.
Fuck?
You're hooking up sheep. Like, what does this lab look like? Like the lab in Black Sheep, right?
I have no idea.
Sheep all, like, hooked up to little IVs with fucking meth going in them. As soon as they put it in, you see the sheep's pupils go... Whoosh. Oh, man. And then they just rage. And they have to tase them because they're raging. These sheep come at the researchers. How do you stop a mad meth jumped up sheep? You fucking tase
with
them.
With a gun?
With a taser gun. Well, you can't keep killing the
and
sheep
because
you're running studies. So if you keep killing your sheep, you have to get more. You have to reset up the controls.
Well, you accidentally kill one. You have an awesome lunch.
Oh, well, I'm sure, but...
And a cool fucking pillowcase.
Some of the smaller sheep, weighing less than 70 pounds, suffered exacerbated heart symptoms related to meth use, but neither the smaller nor larger sheep showed signs of the ventricular fibrillation condition, a highly abnormal heart rhythm that can become fatal. Are sheep hearts like our hearts, though? Because you think that would be a big, you know...
I have no idea.
...part of the experiment. Like, we need something that's kind of close to what a human heart is.
Pigs.
Otherwise, what's the point, you know?
Pigs work.
Well, we got these mice, and then we give them meth, and then we tase them very gently.
Pigs have hearts like ours.
Yeah. Can you do that? Are pigs like meth addicts? Because I can see sheep.
I'm sure
sheep
if you
little...
fucking give the pig meth, it'll do it.
Doug says, sheep hearts are like Danny's heart, totally black and cold, as we learned on the last episode while talking about black things.
Mm-hmm.
So, Taser has an understandable interest in assessing the safety of its less lethal devices in these types of extreme conditions. Now, if a criminal gets tased, has a heart attack, does his family or him sue the police department, or do they sue the manufacturer of the taser?
They should fucking thank the police department for killing him in the first place, because he was a meth addict.
Because he was stealing shit out your purse every fucking night.
Okay? The world is glad to be rid of that piece of shit. Thank you.
So is this good, then, that we're just getting sheep addicted to meth? Like, we're going to have a huge outbreak of meth-related sheep problems, I think.
Okay.
This is going to lead to...
I'm sure they'll put the sheep down when they're done or sell them to...
But
wait,
what if they didn't?
Sell them to anywhere to eat.
What if they just let them roam the free range and the sheep figured out a way to make their own cocaine and they started like a little underground cocaine sheep ring?
Uh-huh.
And then we have the sheep mafia to deal with and the big kingpin sheep. That's not good. That's not a future I want to live in. I think that's worse than zombie apocalypse.
No, it's gonna
meth.
Be like Black Sheep, dude.
It is. Just that's the storyline. Is this a real article? It's in a science pop sci magazine, so that's pretty crazy. So they have these taser shotgun cartridges. Did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
That fire from a 12-gauge shotgun up to 100 feet?
Yep.
I didn't know they had those. That's wicked.
They're cool.
Is it like just a full-on shotgun?
Yeah.
Are they special cartridges then? Like in a
it's
normal
a
shotgun?
It's a special cartridge in a normal shotgun.
So it's not a special gun?
Like I'm not sure, but that's what it looks like. It looks like a regular fucking shotgun with a special cartridge.
Oh, and no, Doug. The monkey future is by far the worst. Then zombie, or then sheep, then zombie apocalypse.
I hate monkeys, by the way.
Fucking monkey future. That is no
monkeys
good.
Monkeys are ugly, disgusting, and
I'm with Tim on that one. No monkey future. Not at all.
Monkeys are fucking... I don't like them.
So the cops certainly would rather have less lethal options
for
tricky...
They should be testing on monkeys, not sheep.
I know. What the fuck?
Sheep are totally cool, and they just walk around and eat grass and go... Mah. They should do that in monkeys, okay? Monkeys.
I'm for that.
It'd probably go ape shit, though.
Oh, look at that. She comes out of nowhere with a fucking joke. That was good. All right, well, here's one for our cat lovers. This story's been going around for a little bit, and I was trying not to do it as long as possible, but we got to do it now. So this is very sad.
No.
You may not want to hear
I'm
about this.
I'm already in a shitty mood, dude.
I know,
you're
this is for
you.
Tell
me about dead kittens, okay? It's not cool.
Everybody thought he was going to make it.
All right, you know what? I'm done.
But the no, dude. Should I save this one for last? Anyway, there was a cat apparently nailed to a utility pole in Henry County.
Yeah, I read this one, and it fucking... I almost,
it's
like,
fucked
threw something
up, right?
At the screen, dude.
It's
I was
fucked
so
up.
Pissed off. Like, it's... I don't even want to hear it over again. Please just don't read it. I'm dead serious.
Really?
I really don't even want to hear it again, because I read it once, and it fucking pisses me off.
We'll put that one to the back of the line.
Thank you.
Oh, I have to say, though, on a sad note, today I just would like to pour out a little liquor for Braden's friend, Roddy, I believe is his name.
I totally didn't text Braden today.
It's okay. I talked to him. But so I'm driving around, and I get a text from Braden. It's like, did you hear the bad news? I'm like, no. And I guess his friend Roddy, one of his best friends, killed himself up at Lone Pine or something.
Like, how did he kill himself and why?
Shot himself, I guess. I don't know. Nobody knows why. It's weird. And, like, I've only met the kid, like, once or twice. My brother kind of knew him because he used to throw LAN parties here.
Huh.
And he was, like, the nicest guy and everything. And it's so weird that, you know,
like
it was just totally out of nowhere, which...
Like, no sign.
I'm so curious, like, what happened or if there
Did
was a note.
Did you talk to
Braden
about it?
Yeah,
about, like,
I talked to him
depressed?
A little bit. Braden's always, you know, kind of like that. But, yeah, it was, like, his best friend, you know. And people around Braden just keep dying. and it's kind of fucked up, and I'm sad for the kid. But I just wanted to, you know, have that record that today we will miss Roddy.
I only met him, so...
Yeah, he was a cool guy, though, from what I met him. I saw him at the college a while back, and we were talking about bringing these... he's the one that put on the Solstice Land parties, and they were, like, the big, you know... We ran out the whole fucking White Oak and have, you know, a huge multi-room LAN party. He was the guy that was throwing those, and
yeah.
That we were, me and Mark were going to get with him to throw some more to bring it back, you know?
Yeah.
Because he just stopped doing them because he was so busy with work and school and shit, so
well,
we're like...
I didn't know him or anything, but it sucks, and I'm sorry for Braden.
Kind of, it does suck, so I don't know. I just want to mention that. So moving on here, there was a 65-year-old woman in the hospital... Because she got a glass bottle thrown at her.
Good job.
So fucked up. Thanks. What is wrong? Seriously? Holy Christ.
Maybe she was a bitch.
Maybe. Maybe she was fucking selling pills and she ripped somebody off.
Maybe
and they
she
came
nailed
back.
A cat to a tree.
Maybe.
Because I'd have thrown a fucking bottle at her.
Fucking A. Police hope a beer bottle that put a 65-year-old woman... In Tarunga Hospital intensive care at the weekend will lead to an arrest. The head detective said that the bottle hit her, her name was Mary Loader, in the face! It hit her in the face! Leaving her with devastating injuries, and they sent it to the Environmental Science and Research for Forensic Examination. Quote, I remain hopeful that we might get a result toward the end of the next week, but we're pushing on with inquiries to find who may be responsible. Mrs. Loader remains in stable but serious condition at a hospital after the beer bottle was thrown at her from a moving car containing about four young whippersnappers while she walked along Domain Road. 8 o'clock Saturday morning. Why are there... And okay, so four young teenagers in a car. With a beer bottle. So, obviously, 8 in the morning.
They've been up all night.
Right. They see an old lady. Do you think they hit her on purpose? Or were they like,
well,
we got to get these bottles out of the car before we get to my house. Because if my mom sees them, we're going to be in trouble. So, they just start tossing.
I don't know. Because, all right, when I would fish on the bridge, North Bridge in Sarasota, Florida, sometimes people would throw shit at you. And it's usually... On a bridge, usually, like, fishing and stuff, but people like to fuck with you. Like, if it's in the middle of the night and I'm fishing and stuff and cars roll by and they fucking yell out the window at you or something, or I've been hit with a fucking orange on the leg.
It reminds me of The Weatherman, that movie with Nicolas Cage when everyone knows him because he's the weatherman and they don't like him, so they always throw slushies, like, big gulp slushies at him, like, every day he walks to work. It's so funny.
But I was fishing out there, and I got a fucking orange thrown at me, and the guy was doing, like, 45, so the orange was going even faster.
Oh, fuck, that hurts,
I bet. Hit the side of my fucking leg on my right side, dude. I had a huge welt.
Like,
I felt like I broke my leg.
No shit.
It was bad.
Now, you kind of know what that feels like, a glass beer bottle coming at your face. It hit her in the face. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah, it's a good thing I was turned to the side when they hit me.
Her family said it was a senseless act which left her almost unrecognizable. Mrs. Loader had surgery to put metal plates in her face, and doctors put her into an induced coma to improve her chances of recovery. You know some shit's fucked up when you're 65 years old and they induce a fucking coma because shit, you know, to improve your chances of recovery.
Yeah.
Usually people like that, they're trying to get out of comas because your life is a coma. And now they're like, yeah, she's going to be better off if we just put her in a coma. Actually, we're probably just going to put her down because honestly, we put her in a coma, she ain't coming out. Let's be honest here. She's 65.
It's fucked up.
That's got to have, like, some brain damage or something. Like, a fucking glass bottle to the face. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Vicky, said her mother was in surgery for 3 hours. The surgeons inserted 5 plates to hold together her shattered face bones. Fuck, dude. The impact of the bottle left a deep gash between her eyes, another between the nose and top lip, shattered cheekbones, and a broken nose. Vicky Loader doubted the four young people in the car realized what they had done. It was a mindless act that caused so much devastation, much like the Iraq War.
It's like my my cousin Tammy. She's got, if you feel the bottom of her eye socket, she's got a bunch of screws that hold her fucking
cheek
plate.
That's so crazy.
In place. Yeah.
And I mean, try to fly
that wasn't
anywhere.
Because
forget it.
Of like some random act, either.
What was that from?
Her man broke her fucking face.
Huh? Did she deserve it?
No,
I'm sorry.
She did not. At all.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
What was the argument about?
I have no idea, but he's hit her a few times, and she doesn't deserve that.
So. Really? You mean like once your man hits you the first time, it may happen again?
Yeah.
Huh. So yeah. You would expect perhaps an adult to remove themselves from that situation.
She put
after
him in jail.
For how long?
A while. I'm not sure. She's put him in jail a few fucking times.
But okay, and he keeps getting out and being like, I'm back! and then cracks a bottle over her head just like old times.
And she's still with him and he hasn't hit her in a long time, but I think she's fucking stupid. She's like,
yeah,
I've been with
I
him
agree.
For 10 years and I don't want to give it up and he's my baby daddy.
How many,
I'm
I was
like,
just,
who gives a fuck?
I was just going to ask, how many kids does she have with him?
Three. The kids don't need a father like that, in my opinion.
Well.
That's all there is to it. You broke your fucking face, dude.
What did she do? Like, what caused that? Like, she
know.
Had to have
that,
instigated.
But see, the thing is when they fight, like, she fights back, and they
so
fight,
it escalates
fight.
Into yeah. a brawl.
She'll fucking hit
you. Gonna hit me like a man? Well, then I'm gonna hit you like a bitch.
She,
douche!
She will haul off and deck the motherfucker. She
really?
Has. Oh, yeah, dude.
That's
she's,
crazy.
She's my cousin. She's Wayne's daughter, dude.
If you're in a relationship...
But she's stupid enough to stay with the motherfucker.
If
like
a relationship
that, so.
Gets to the point where blows are being traded and not the good kind... Then, yeah, you should probably just call it quits. Because, I don't know, I always think that once it escalates past a certain point, like, there's lines, right? Once you cross certain lines, there's not really any going back. So now, say, the first line is, like, being pushed. So, once you push somebody, now, as soon as you get into another argument... You're going to start with pushing, and then it's going to escalate a little more, right?
Yeah.
So then an open-handed slap. So now the next argument, you start with the slap, and then it goes up from there.
Well, you know what? He shouldn't be hitting her or anything at all. He shouldn't be fucking complaining or nothing. You know why? Because the motherfucker's never had a real job in his entire life. Hmm. My cousin, even though she works shitty-ass fucking jobs.
Minimum wage?
No, not minimum wage. She does, like, teletech down there. It's called protocol.
Oh, word.
She works down there and fucking, you know, does all that, works overtime and stuff, takes care of her three kids, and, you know, does everything at home, cooks, dishes, cleaning, whatever. And this dude...
What does he do all day? Like, I would get so bored. I would be like...
He slings shit.
I have to do something. He what?
He slings shit.
Oh, Mr. Dope Man.
That's what he's done his whole fucking life.
Well, that's a good way to... support
she was
kids.
Like, oh, well, you know, his brother's got a lawn care company and blah, blah, blah. He's going to work with him for a little while.
Uh-huh.
I talked a little bit ago. I'm like, so how's that job going? She's like, yeah, like off and on.
He went back to selling and smoking crack.
Yeah, no, the guy's never had a legitimate job in his entire life. He's a piece of shit to me, and I don't like him.
Well.
I tattooed on him.
What does she do, though? Like, she lets it happen.
Yeah, because she's afraid to be alone, I think.
Well. You're not alone, honey. You have three kids to keep you company.
I don't know. She's just afraid. She's like, I can't take my kids away from their daddy. I'm like, well, if their dad's a piece of shit, yes, you can.
Yeah. That's fucked up. I never understood that. Like, what does it take in order for you to do that? Like, does he need to put you in the hospital? Does he need to put you in a coma? Like, where's that line where you're like, you know what?
Dude, you know what?
I was okay with being choked and pushed, but this is it, you know?
Dude, good sex and money could even keep me with a guy like that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a good thing we have more than that. You need a podcast to keep you with a guy.
I don't know, dude.
So far, so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, back to the story here. The lady was just in complete agony, the ambulance people said. It made me very upset when I saw her face covered in blood. I never seen so much blood. And, like, 65-year-old, man, you, like, just cut them a little bit, and they just start bleeding all over the fucking place.
I guess
no
so.
Blood, no platelets to clot, none
thought
of that
it would
shit.
Be dust.
I know. They hit her with the bottle, it's just like...
She just, like,
just
dissolves
crumples
into the
into
air.
Dust. Like the Wicked Witch of the West. Oh, man, that's awesome. Mrs. Dugan remembered seeing people from two cars parked nearby who may have seen the attack... the hospital spokeswoman said she remains in serious condition. And they say senseless acts of violence will continue until the law changes to restrict access to alcohol. He said alcohol-fueled incidents similar to what happened to Mrs. Loader were all too common. Is this Kurt's mom? Holy shit.
I don't even know who that is.
Kurt Loader? MTV News? He's like 85 years fucking old, but he's still doing it. Well, I don't know if he's doing it now.
I wonder if that's Kurt's mom.
Crazy. No, she's only 65. I think Kurt Loader's like 65, so never mind. Quote, it's going to continue until this country gets control of alcohol and young people. I'm sick and tired of chasing people that are drinking to excess and in an environment which allows them to drink to 3 and 5 in the morning to excess. Well, good job, UK. Or no, this is New Zealand. My bad. Good job, New Zealand. So, moving on. Who knows Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
Doug says it was probably Kurt's wife. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. So, you remember a while ago I was into watching that Lawman show, and I totally just fell off of that. Like, it was the same thing. Like, the first three or four episodes were okay because, you know, it was... You're getting to see, like, holy shit, is this for fucking real? He rolls in there. He's a fucking chameleon. We've talked about this. He moves quick. He sees in slow-mo. He's the fucking Matrix, basically. He talks to dogs. He talks to... Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Hello.
I need to talk to Dana Whedon.
What do you want?
Pardon?
I want to know why the hell you're on here talking about me.
Who is this? Hold on. Who is this? Is this Tammy?
Yeah.
This is Tammy.
Oh, shit. What's going on?
No, it's not. Oh, shit. Y'all don't need to be on here talking about me.
Sorry?
It just had something to do with what we were talking about.
It just reminded me of
the
story.
I know, but when I talk to Dana, that's my cousin. That's family information. Family information does not need to be broadcasted on a little web live webcast, whatever the hell this shit is. No, I'm not black. I'm white.
Oh, my God.
Now, first of all, what I tell Dana, that's my family. It should not be broadcasted.
Well, you're broadcasting it right now, so I just want to let you know.
I understand that because I'm pissed. I don't care how small your show is, how large it is. No, I'm not ignorant. I'm mad.
There's mad at you, Dana.
That's fine.
No, you can see everybody that's listening to the live cast can see me. They write. No, Tammy's not ignorant. She's highly educated. Thank you very much.
So can I ask you, how is the home life? Is everything cool now?
Fine, and he's right here. Do you want to talk to him?
Sure, really. Put him on. No, do we not?
Not really.
He says yeah.
So well, I'm just curious about...
You know how your family feels about him. That's all there is to it.
I was just curious about the whole, like, jail
thing. Yeah, without him, regardless of what me and him go through, I would not have my wonderful kids. And I have three of them. You can see them on Facebook and MySpace.
Well, okay. I mean,
if anybody else wants to know.
Anybody can, you know, get a chick knocked up. That's not exactly rocket science.
Not really. But
okay, whatever you're talking about is irrelevant.
Well, we were talking about Steven Seagal, Lawman.
I can't hear with noise in the background.
Look, I heard something. You're my cousin. I'm always going to love you. But please,
something about crack ass cracker
on your show. Okay?
I heard crack ass cracker.
I don't have no disrespect for you or him because y'all doing y'all little thing, but keep me out of your show, okay? Please.
Okay.
Can you do that for me? I didn't find out from dad.
She's gonna
I didn't
get
find
hit
anybody
again.
Out.
She may get hit again.
You were talking about me on your show.
We should rap battle.
So please don't do that. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for the call. Oh my god. That was fun.
That was odd.
If I had to guess, I would agree with the chat. Like, she kind of comes off like a Jerry Springer kind of thing, but no more talking about that. Steven Seagal, I can't even do
this. She's my cousin, dude. I love her to death, dude. But she knows how our family.
Well, are we talking about this? Because I mean, we can
Tammy,
talk about
it. I love
you,
but you know how your fucking family feels about your situation and your man.
I'm just saying.
All I have to say about it.
I've seen this situation before, and it's always funny to me that like one second they're like crying and oh he beat me and put me in the hospital, but then the next second they're like defending him and like everything's cool. It's like, well, do you not remember what just happened?
It doesn't matter, dude. It's never gonna get through.
Oh, yes, caller, you're live on the Gem Hole. Holla.
Finally, guys, you guys pay attention.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, I got a question for y'all. This
yes,
is, AK Jeremy.
What up, dude?
I'm trying to find you guys on the live Ustream app for the iPhone. What do I need to search in order to find you guys?
You should just search the Gem Hole, all one word, and it should pop up there.
Yeah. Oh.
Under right. Live shows.
Well, I'll try that. Are you guys doing a live show right now?
Yes,
yes
sir.
Yes, we are.
Oh, you're in the middle of it. Fuck.
Yeah. All right,
well, I'll try to log on. If I can, I'll give you a call back and see if I can troubleshoot this shit.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, I'll be back.
Anyways.
Awesome. Steven motherfucking Seagal. I just have to say this. He's a lawman, apparently. And what you... Oh, yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Guess who it is.
It's Red Fox.
Yes.
Woo! What up, G?
I just had to call in because all these people are expecting me to call in.
Okay, well, I'm glad you feed their craze.
Yes, all those people in the chat that hate me for calling in so much.
Nah, fuck them.
So, but hey, look it. Now it's got people calling in.
I know, look at that. Now we use this thing I, you know, pay for every year. That's good.
Yeah, I gotta practice my bowling skills. See, I have a genetic predisposition for bowling, so it runs in the family.
Ah, me too, man. When I was like a little kid, I had my very first bowling ball and all that shit. I've been bowling since I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you breaking 200 yet?
Not yet. I'm still working on my skills. You know, my uncle, he played Wii Bowl. He's in a league. He played Wii Bowling. And then the next day, scored a 300 in real bowling and got a ring.
Nice. How many times did he have to reset the Wii?
For me, I don't play Wii bowling.
No, listen,
I only do regular bowling.
But how many times did he reset the game, the Wii, to get 300?
Oh, no, that's for real. He's got a ring.
Like the first time, huh?
Yeah, I should take a picture of it.
That's awesome.
Send it in.
I have to reset three times. All right, well, I have to tell you guys about how Steven Seagal is being brought up on charges for sexual assault.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Yes, you can.
I'm planning on writing a song about you.
Oh, yeah? You want a rap battle, too? Get in line, son.
All right. It's going to suck, but hopefully I can do better than that other group. That's my goal.
It doesn't take much, my friend.
My zero experience in rapping, I think, will do better than rhyming the same word 7 times in a row.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be a little more creative about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll rap battle about bowling.
All right, well, you enjoy Steven Seagal now, finally.
Hey, I'm going to. Thank you.
Yep.
Holla back.
See ya.
Red Fox, everyone. Anyone else want to fucking call in?
Anybody else?
Going
fucking A.
All right, so... Steven Seagal, lawman. As the show starts, what you may not know is that for the last 5 years, Steven Seagal has also been a police officer in some buttfuck town in Louisiana, right? Hitta herda. So, you're a lawman, you're a movie star, a former model... excuse my disgusting wife-beating face. A former model accused actor Steven Seagal of using her as his sex toy... after she was hired to be his assistant, the lawsuit says. Now, when you go to a job interview like that, and he's like, so I'm very zen, I'm Steven Seagal, I'm a cop, I'm an actor, I'm a dog whisperer, I need an assistant. If he puts air quotes around assistant, you can automatically assume sex toy, right?
Yeah.
That just goes without saying, so... the action movie stars, should be in quotes. His lawyer called the sexual harassment suit a complete fabrication, said the woman was fired for using illegal drugs. That's awesome. Caden Nguyen, 23, answered an online Craigslist ad for an executive assistant job at Steven Seagal's production company in February and was soon on his private jet taking off from L.A., California, bound for New Orleans. That's so crazy. Like, you're just looking through Craigslist, right? And just you happen to stumble upon this thing. You see two words, Steven Seagal. Mm-hmm. You're on that shit. Next thing you know, you're on a plane from L.A. to Louisiana. I'd get off the plane and be like, no, fuck this. I'm going back to Hollywood, dude. This is retarded. Yeah. Seagal's A&E reality series, Steven Seagal, Lawman, A&E reality series, should be in air quotes, film segments in New Orleans. Quote, as the jet taxied down the runway, Mr. Seagal turned to Miss Nguyen and said, I'm a family man, and I live with my wife, but she wouldn't care if you were my lover. Ooh, yeah. creepy Steven. Okay. Steven, that's a creepy move, dude. That's a creepy move. Hey, I'm a family man. And you know my wife, you know, the one I live with, she's cool with me having lovers. She's my at-home wife. You can be my on-the-airplane wife. It'll be fun. Quote, Ms. Nguyen decided to take a wait-and-see attitude, the suit said. What? Take a wait-and-see? Oh, she took a wait-and-see attitude. That should have had a comma. Thank you. After Nguyen arrived in New Orleans, she learned that the job she was expected to perform had nothing to do with being an executive assistant, it said. Now, you've been looking for jobs here and there. How many potential executive assistant jobs are on Craigslist?
None.
Exactly. Maybe you should have thought about that. Like, why is someone looking for an executive assistant on fucking Craigslist, dude? Unless, like I said, executive assistant is code for fucking blow me while we're on the plane, then, you know, you kind of knew what you were getting into, I think. So over the next 5 days, she was sexually harassed. Would you want to be sexually harassed by Steven Seagal?
Not really.
He sees in slow-mo. You can't get away from him. He's quick. He'd have your panties off and wet before you knew what happened. Like, dildo just halfway in. You're like, oh, holy shit.
What happened? I don't understand. How did that?
All right, well, when in Rome. She was sexually assaulted 3 times over the next 5 days by Seagal at a house many miles from New Orleans in a remote rural area of Jefferson Parish.
Oh, great. Check it out. I'm getting a call from my uncle right now. Because my cousin snitched to my uncle now.
Oh.
But you know what, dude? Who's been taking care of your dad?
Whoa.
For the last how long?
Whoa.
Dude, don't go snitching and bitching at me because I said something about your fuck up of a man on my show.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, dude.
Mm-hmm. And you should know that Doug says answer it live. If he called the live line, we could have.
I wasn't going to fucking bring up shit about anything. I've been pissed about my cousin for a while, and I love her to death.
Because
dude,
guess what? Every time that happens, guess who has to hear about it? Me, first of all, and I could give a fuck less. I understand you're her family, but like, either deal with it or don't. Don't let it happen, and then every time it happens, call up crying and being like, this time for real, I'm gonna leave him. No, you're not.
Well, no, I'm a little pissed right now because she's bitching at me for that. But you know what, dude? Who's been there for your dad for the last fucking how long? Who fucking is at the hospital every time your dad is in the hospital laying on his almost fucking deathbed? Who takes your dad out fishing because he has no one else to hang out with? Who the fuck hooks him up with the internet and shit so he can see his beloved daughter and his fucking grandkids? You don't even fucking make an attempt to come up here. Fuck you, dude.
That's true. That is true. Just let that shit go to voicemail.
I did.
Good. So,
I'm not fucking sorry either, dude. Be mad at me all
you want. This lady got sexually harassed by Steven Seagal, and you're worried about your little family beef? Come on, man. Have a fucking heart. This is serious shit. This is Steven Seagal Lawman. This is no fucking around, you know? That is not no fucking around.
Hmm.
It's fucking Steven Seagal. He sexually harasses like a boss! Because that's all he knows how to do. So check this out. 5 days, three times. Seagal also kept two Russian attendants on staff who were available for his sexual needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's how you roll. That's how he's so zen and calm, because he has fucking two, quote, young Russian attendants, like, fresh off the boat, 17 and a half.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, that is the life, Mr. Seagal. Who would have thought, making all those shitty-ass movies, he would have, like, such a lavish lifestyle? I am in the wrong fucking business, man. I want two young Russian attendants on staff available for my sexual needs 24/7? Fuck, dude. I'd get you a couple, too. Anything you want. You want, like, a Nigerian and a fucking Russian? You want an Asian? You want a fucking whatever? An Australian? Anything you want. And Nolly's Undead says he rapes, then snaps their necks if they refuse. So quick, man. They're still, like, mid-orgasm, and he just got done, like, cracking the neck. That's just how he rolls, man. Steven Seagal! So the first night, she said, on her first night on the job, Seagal demanded a massage. He then proceeded to treat Mrs. Nguyen as his sex toy. The suit gives graphic details of Seagal's alleged groping and fondling of Nguyen. Seagal responded to Nguyen's terror. I'm sorry, I don't know how to say this. It's N-G-U-Y-E-N. Nguyen? How do you say that?
I have no idea, dude.
You can't put an N and then a G. Like, I don't get it. Nguyen? Is she Asian? Nguyen? Nguyen?
Nguyen?
That's so horrible. Seagal responded to her terror with the order to, hey, relax. Relax.
Relax.
I'm lawman. You're a freak, dude. That's so awesome. You're a freak. I'm so glad that I know now that, like, when he was filming Hard to Kill and they were, like, cut with a scene, he brought over his two Russian attendants and they totally sucked him off.
It's gross.
I will sleep much better knowing that tonight. That is fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Seagal, for your zen-like attitude.
I don't think I could get paid enough to suck that guy off,
and
dude.
Buddhist monk teachings. It'd be so quick, though. You just...
He's a creepy motherfucker, man.
Right? He'd be like, oh, yeah. Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah. I'm Steven Seagal. I'd always be worried that he was, like Nolly said, just gonna, like... You're gonna, like, bite down a little too hard, and, like, there goes your fucking head. In his hand, he, like, rips your head off and then opens the mouth, knocks the teeth out, and then finishes giving himself a blowjob with your ripped off fucking head like this.
God, dude.
That, I can totally see him doing that. He plays all calm and zen, but oh no, he is a fucking explosion. She says, relax, we won't do anything special tonight. I'll save that for another night. He's so smooth. These are his Buddhist monk-like teachings. The suit alleged that Seagal and his co-workers with the production company ignored her repeated complaints, and the assaults continued, including, quote, a vicious sexual attack on the second night. She finally left the house in a taxi on Sunday, February 28th, under the pretense of meeting family members, but against Seagal's wishes. Oh, shit. You don't ever do anything against that man's wishes. Ever. quote, as Mrs. Nguyen ran to the cab, Mr. Seagal followed a few steps behind, shining a flashlight with a gun attached to it. You crazy son of a bitch! I got my 12-gauge Mossberg pointed at your dome, bitch! Get the fuck back in this house! Where the fuck do you think you're going? I'm Steven Seagal, bitch! Oh, man. I have to go back and watch this show now. I didn't know he was doing that when he was filming. That's so awesome. She was so much in fear for her personal safety that she left behind everything she owned, including her car keys, her laptop, her clothes, and hundreds of dollars worth of makeup.
Oh my god, dude.
The lawsuit said employees of Seagal's production company refused to return her property because she would not sign a release promising not to sue for the sexual assault. You shady fuck! I'll give you all your shit back, but first, I need you to sign this in blood.
Jesus Christ, dude.
So who's out for justice now, huh? Steven Seagal. Who's under siege now? Who's
dude.
In... I can't think of it. What's
dude,
the one where
this,
they're...
It's over.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, this kind of just goes on. But you get the gist of it. I got another story here before we call it a night. I really wanted to get through. So... This is pretty awesome. And I'm not... This may be an update. I don't remember if we...
Sorry.
Doug says, bad puns. Back to the Tammy thing. No.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
I'm good. I'm over it. Thank
I might
you.
Get bitched at some more or tattled on some more. Please yeah. tattle on
How, me. How's that feel? It's fun, huh?
All
right, so...
Anyway.
This dude attacked... a chica and her baby with a battle axe. Do you remember this story? Did we do this? We may not have. This might have been an update, but I'm not sure. So the lady's got scars on her cheekbones. Her right eye doesn't close the way it should, but even if it did, it couldn't blink away the tears. You're a poet. You are a poet. As she slowly walked to the witness stand Monday to testify against the man accused of brutally chopping her face with a medieval-style battle axe and murdering her infant son, she gripped her husband, Carlos, with one hand. She held a rosary in the other.
Well, don't be a bitch.
Well, maybe that rosary could have stopped the axe from swiping through part of your face and your baby's head.
God, please.
Where was
save
God
me.
Then? Well, we'll pray now so that never happens again, you know, in hindsight. A gauzy white scarf hid some of the physical damage of her head and face, but the emotional trauma was visible as she described how she lost her son and nearly her own life. Quote, I just know I was struck in my face. In the face!
In
What's
the
up
face?
With all these... Fools striking bitches in their face. You know why? Because that's where they talk out of. Keep talking, bitch. Battle axe to the face. Just swipe down. Holding a baby. Cuts her and keeps going into the baby's head. Like, fucking brutal, right?
That's awesome.
In the face. And the baby's face. Like a boss. I'll put them all in this one.
Oh,
you watch. So, this is pretty gruesome. I know I was hit in the face, she said tearfully through a translator. His image has been in me. Yeah, that's where the baby came from. Come on. Since the moment I've been in the hospital, I haven't been able to get away from it. She was walking to a grocery store, pushing her four-month-old son, Damien, in his stroller, when out of nowhere, she was hit in the face! She said.
In the face?
In the face!
In the face!
What up? Who's this?
Yeah, it's AK Jeremy.
Oh, you can't...
Okay,
did you get it working?
I downloaded the Ustream viewer. I searched you guys, all one word, all separate words, still cannot find you guys. And there's no way to log in under your Ustream account, and I'm sure that you guys are in the 18 or older category. What the fuck do? I know that...
I don't know. I know on the Android app it comes up. I'll help you after the show. I'm not going to troubleshoot right now. Okay.
What I'll do is, what time is the day right now?
9:30 our time.
Okay, and you guys are going to be done by around 10:15?
After this story, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so you guys are going to be done 9:45?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll call back at around 9:45. If you leave your Skype account up,
okay.
We'll be able to talk. Otherwise, I'll leave my number with you and you can call me back.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right, cool.
All right.
Thanks.
Holla back. Okay. Troubleshooting tech TV up in this piece. Who all's got tech problems? Let's do it. I'll troubleshoot all that shit. I'll fix all your computers. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I will fix everything. I will fix my cat. So, right. She was pushing her four-month-old. He hits her in the face. Blow after blow, she begged him to stop. All he did was laugh. Ha 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 ha! Silly mortal! Hath thou knowest who thine am? I have a battle axe. He was laughing and mocking me and continued striking me. That's all I remember, she said in halted Spanish. Her pleas to her attacker were in English, she said. Oh, you know how to speak English now, huh, bitch? Whack! Whack! And your baby! Whack!
I would have paid to see that.
Oh, I know, dude, right? fucking row seats with the full, like, radioactive suit on, because I don't want to get no weird blood on me, you know? What, that dude's got the 28 days later rage, and I don't want that getting anywhere fucking near me, okay? So he, Castro's testimony came as part of a preliminary hearing Monday in the case against 33-year-old Harold Montague, who police say attacked the young mother and her child at random in broad daylight with a motherfucking battle axe. God damn. Police found Damien dead on the street with his stroller flipped onto its side, his head split open. The hearing was continued until Thursday so prosecutors can present more witnesses. The blah, 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 blah. She scanned the courtroom and her gaze fixated on Montague. She raised her arm and with a trembling finger pointed at him. You shall not pass. Montague's attorneys and Andreas Tobiasen had agreed to a request from prosecutors to allow Castro's husband to sit on the stand with her so she could hold his hand. She thumbed the rosary throughout the hearing. That's like total insult to injury, right? Like,
yeah, a bit.
You're, how, I don't understand. Like, if, or God was testing you, right? God didn't want you to have that baby. He knew. You should be thanking fucking God for taking that away from you, honestly. You don't speak much English. You live in where? Where the fuck is this? In Las Vegas. Surprise, surprise. So she's had many surgeries, I guess. During one of her numerous surgeries after the attack, doctors implanted a feeding tube. A blow to her jaw disconnected it, and her mouth had to be wired shut for several weeks. Montague is also accused of attacking his disabled sister-in-law by stabbing her more than 20 times with the pointed end of the axe. Jesus, dude. That's a good weapon, right? Medieval
times.
That's
a pretty sweet fucking weapon.
You don't fuck with the guy at the battle
axe. I'd like
to
swing that if I was promised I wouldn't go to prison.
It gets some fucking momentum behind it. Plus, it's got a spike on the end of it, so not only can you fucking swipe and cut things off, you can shank, too.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, man. That is the weapon of choice for all medieval ass getting. Right there, man. The battle axe. Fuck yeah. So yeah, she was injured on her thighs and buttocks, but was released from the hospital. He shanked her 20 times with that thing. Just like retard rage. Just like fucking. You know, like,
but
20.
But she lived.
And she just, I would move. I would, like, be getting the fuck out of there, dude. I would grab the sword that's hanging on the wall, because you know he owns an axe. He has to own a sword. So I would have grabbed, like, a mace or something. Like, I would be like, hold on. Let's put on the armor, and we'll do this the right way. If you want to duel, we'll duel. Don't just come at me, shove me on the ground, and then start fucking shanking me with the end of your battle axe, you motherfucker. So, Garner testified Monday. She still has nightmares about the day of the attack. Looking out her bedroom window, she saw a man beating a woman with what she thought was a golf club, and she sprang into action, she said. She grabbed the phone and rushed to the gate in her yard. Once she got outside, she saw it wasn't a golf club in his hand. It was a motherfucking battle axe. She yelled at him to stop, quote, "He reared up and looked at me, and I could see pure evil in his eyes," she said. They played a 911 call she made. She is heard describing what she sees and gives the dispatcher details of the attack, wailing, "Oh my God, oh my God," and pleading for police to get there faster. Quote, "I saw the baby lying on the street, dead. The mother's face was gone. She had no face. Then jawbone," Gardner testified, crying. Yeah, she said the baby's head was split open from the back, split open on the back from ear to ear, and its brains were spilling out. That is fucking brutal.
That is brutal.
That's a death metal song just waiting to happen. Fuck you, Doug. After the attack, she suffered a nervous breakdown and spent, and this is the witness, this isn't even the chick, right? This is
right.
This lady, like, huh, what, pray tell, might that be? Holy shit! He's hitting her with a golf club. Is that Tiger Woods? Oh shit, that's battle axe.
It's not a golf club.
He's like,
dude,
playing fucking Gauntlet IRL, not fucking on the internet, dude. That's crazy. So, yeah, she had a nervous breakdown, spent a week in psychiatric unit trying to cope with the trauma. She told the judge, despite her best efforts, she can't forget what she saw that day. Yeah? Every second is burned into my brain, she said. Maybe you shouldn't have been such a nosy bitch and should have stayed in your own motherfucking house and let the dude do his business, huh? You don't know. That's your fault. You went out there. You had to be like, oh, I wonder what's going on. Like, mind your own fucking business. Trying to shank a bitch down here. Shit. Get the fuck out of here. You're next. And then the flames lit up in his eyes. Maybe it was the devil and her baby was named Damien. He's like, no, there's room for one Damien in this earth, and that's me.
You don't know.
And they killed her. Don't be giving birth to more antichrists. Fuck that. I am the only one. That's all. If you do, I'm going to put an axe in their fucking head. And that's how I do. So moments later, the dude came out of a house, charged toward the victims and the officer. He testified, the cop, armed with a non-lethal shotgun, ran toward him to head him off. Montague reached for the officer's gun, and a struggle ensued. He struck Montague across the face with the shotgun. Montague was making strange noises during the struggle. Do you know what he said?
What?
Quote, "This is God's will." This is God's will.
God and this amazing man, dude.
Right? He's
what,
like,
amazing guy.
She's asking me to protect her. You're asking me. I'm telling you to kill her. I'm running both sides of the field. That is how omnipotent I am. I play both sides. I gave her a rosary to protect her, and I gave you a battle axe, and I want to see which one wins. Apparently, the battle axe stronger than the rosary. Yeah. It was a plus 8 battle axe, and it was only a plus 3 rosary, so, you know,
yeah,
do the math, right?
No.
I mean, I guess it depends what you roll, but still.
You're starting out
plus 8.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about
plus
that.
Plus 8 battle axe against
plus 8
plus
God's,
3
plus 8
rosary.
God's
yeah.
will. That's awesome. So, yeah, pretty fucking brutal. There's more, and there's a video here. I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com. We got to kind of get the fuck out of here. I'll get the show posted for anyone that wants it, and we will. You want to hear about this cat thing?
What cat thing?
I'll link to it in the show notes. We're not going to talk about it because she's in a good mood now, a little baby killing. I don't want to bring her down with a fucking cat that gets nailed to a fucking phone pole. So, all right, then. You got anything else before we call it a night here? Any apologies you'd care to make? Or
no, if I say anything else, I'm just going to rip someone a new asshole. So,
yeah,
I'm pretty good.
And this kind of reminds me of the whole your brother thing. He got pissed, too. But it's like, you have to understand, if you don't want this any, just assume that if you talk to me or her, it's going on the show. Just automatically assume that. If you don't want what you're going to tell me to go on the show, then just shut the fuck up. That's all.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me
that's
then.
That's it, dude.
It'd make my life a lot easier, right?
What it was, dude, is there was a thread on Facebook about a picture or something, and Tammy and I started arguing about something, and she said something about, you know, I raise all my kids and blah, 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 and you get on my level, and then we could talk. And I'm like,
fuck having kids.
Thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what? I am on your level, dude. I take care of my dad, my mom, and your dad, dude.
And that doesn't matter.
I'm constantly there.
If you had kids, this would not be happening right now.
Yeah. No, it would not be.
When I would have asked you, and you would have been like, oh, yeah, 3. See ya.
But it's just
I'm
like,
sorry,
dude,
that's how it has to
like,
be.
Dude,
but
you know what? If you really cared that much, you would have been up here. You would have been up here with your dad when he was in the hospital, and we all thought he was going to fucking die. You would have done his dishes yesterday, not me. You know, you'd have taken your dad fishing. You'd have took him out to lunch. You'd have took him out to dinner. You'd have fucking drove out to Glacier National Park for a fucking couple day hike with him. Whatever, dude. You know what?
Well, and that's cool. She's there doing her thing. We're here doing ours. He's there doing his. That's,
and like she said, it's
life.
Not my fault he moved 3,000 miles away. But you know what, dude? I moved up here, and then I moved back to Florida. And then I got called by my dad, and my dad said, come home. And you know what? I did.
And then I got called by my dad. And my
hello?
Dad
said, come
home. Word, what up? You are live on the motherfucking jam hole.
And turn your feed down because I can hear myself in the background.
Okay, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. If you call in, turn the feed down. I guess, are we taking calls? Do you want to do this?
I don't care.
All right. Well, if she can figure out to turn the feed down, we'll take a call.
Yeah, dude, if you're going to call in, you got to turn that down.
But I do want to say that a very brutal Wednesday, right? Bottle thrown. We're getting sheep high on meth and shocking the fuck out of them with tasers. Okay.
Okay.
Brutal. A bottle hucked at a 65-year-old Buster in the face. That's brutal. Steven Seagal. Anything about that man and anything sexual is fucking brutal. And a motherfucking battle axe. That is just right on. Woo! And I'm proud to be a human being. Because we kick the most ass. And everything we do is totally awesome. Because that's just what we do. Alright, well, I'm not going to wait around.
I'm done, dude.
So, thank you guys so much for being with us. Jamhole.com. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Leave us a message. 406-204-4687. That's the number to call. Just turn your motherfucking feed down when you do it. I appreciate that. Yep. And, yeah, we'll be back Friday. Remember, Thursday, Grizzly Jacks. We got some hip-hop going on. Be there around 9, 10 o'clock. It'll be a good time. And then April 17th to the 21st, we will be in Spokane, Washington. If you guys want to come hang out, I know a couple people are going to come down and just spend the weekend with us. They're not going to be able to stay for the live show, though, because of work and everything. But if you guys can come down and stay for, like, you know, Monday, that's Dana's birthday, thejamhole.com/donate. Get her a present, some smokes, whatever. We'll be doing a live audience show from our friend's apartment. It'll be a good time. And then Tuesday is the live hip-hop performance in Spokane. Hand me that flyer there real quick. Let me see if you guys have heard any of these names. This is
I haven't, so
I've heard of a couple of them, but anyway, this is Awaken. This is the flyer for the party we're playing at in Spokane. We got A+, Opio of Hieroglyphics, Orbitron, Soul Shifter, Sleep, Old Dominion. Sleep's fucking awesome. Lara Taylor, Rocket One, Mirror Cats, SBK, Quiz 10, Free Time Synthetic, and a little fella by the name of Lyrical. Then there's so that's the hip hop room. There's going to be a reggae dance hall with Element and DJ Collage from Zion Gate, Bobo David from Jamaica, Jamon, Ross Iason from Foundation, Mr. Chapman, Jiggy Raga, DJ Yokan, and then there's a dubstep funk breaks room with Lotus Drops, Apatha Sound, Haiku, Crave Dog, Afro Cuban. Cuban, I get it. Sports Cars, B-Breaks, and Nervous B. There's going to be a drum and bass room. It's going to be crazy. It's April 20th, Spokane, Washington, 4103 East Mission Ave. That's the place to be. So, definitely. There's VIP room, $40 VIP tickets. I would suggest getting that because that's where we're going to be. Normal prices are $15. So, prizes, giveaways, shirts, posters, stickers, all that good shit. Live art, live music. It's going to be a great time, April 20th, Spokane, Washington, so make sure you check that out. And, yeah, we'll be rapping there. Pretty excited about that. So, anything else you want to say?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, we'll see you guys Friday then.
Holla. Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.